son. Are you ready for bed? Okay, good. I'm going to have your cousin sleep in here tonight, because you're going to be sleeping with your big sister in her room. No, it won't bother her. The house is so crowded while your aunt and her daughters are in town for the holidays. She doesn't mind sharing her bed with you. But there is something I'm concerned about. And we need to talk about it now, before bedtime. I know that you masturbate in bed every night. I've seen the semen stains on your pajamas and all over your bed sheets, and I'm not upset about it or anything. I know that little boys get sexual urges and that they need to relieve themselves. I'm sure that some of those stains were caused by wet dreams, too. Obviously, I haven't told your sister about this because it would gross her out. But I can't send you into her bed without making sure that you won't be tempted to jerk off with her sleeping next to you. Your big sister is a very beautiful woman with a big round ass and enormous tits. No little boy could resist jerking off to her if she was asleep next to him. I also know that you fantasize about her sexually. I've actually heard you call out her name in your sleep. You were probably having sex dreams about her. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to fuck your big sister. You are a horny little boy, and she is a beautiful woman. You are also very deeply in love with her, and it makes sense that you want to experience that love physically. But until she agrees to engage you sexually, you have to keep your relationship with her platonic. Even if you could resist jerking off when you sleep with her tonight, you would probably still have a wet dream and cover her in your virgin cum. We can't have her screaming and waking up the whole house when she sees that. So, I think it best to take some precautions, so you won't be tempted to come all over her. And the best way to do that is to milk all of your cum out before you go to sleep. So go ahead, lay down, and pull your pants down, and take out your penis. Oh, honey. What an adorable little penis. I had no idea you were undersized. No wonder you masturbate so much. Everyone knows that little dicks get a lot hornier than big ones do. And it looks like your balls are extremely full. When was the last time you ejaculated? 3 days. Seems like a long time for you to go without coming. You've probably got a lot of cum backed up in there. Just let me feel. Yep, those balls are heavy and full. Does it hurt when mommy squeezes them? Oh, you poor thing. It's a good thing I'm here to help you out. I don't think you'd be able to drain these on your own. Mommy's going to give you a special milking tonight. I'm just going to wrap my soft fingers around your little dick and stroke it slowly. Doesn't that feel nice, little boy? Oh, just relax and melt into the feeling of my loving hand stroking your sweet little dick. I've got to build up your arousal gradually because I want to get a big ejaculation out of you. I hope you appreciate how lucky you are. Most boys with tiny penises will never know the feeling of a woman's hand milking them, especially not from their own mother. Women know that little dicks can't satisfy them. They don't deserve to be milked, or sucked, or fucked by beautiful women. But you are a special little boy, and I love you very much. There's nothing I wouldn't do to help my precious baby boy. I actually think your little dick is kind of sexy. Don't tell anyone I said that. Mothers aren't supposed to say things like that to their little boys. But it's true. I'm so tempted to move on from this hand job and give your little dick even more pleasure. It's important that this milking is as pleasurable as possible. The more sexual pleasure I give you, the more semen I'll be able to extract. You should also know that this milking is not a punishment. It's not your fault that your young cock is horny all the time. Your body craves sex. And when you have a sex dream, or make yourself come, you're only giving your body what it needs. It's also not your fault that you're desperate to fuck your big sister. That is perfectly natural for a horny little boy to want. Your body knows that by fucking her, you would be giving her pleasure and expressing how much you love her. Giving pleasure is all about expressing love. And when I stroke your little dick, that's what you should feel. The intense love that a mother feels for her sweet little boy. And now, I'm going to give you even more love by taking my hand off your horny little dick and replacing it with my mouth. Can you feel that, baby boy? Can you feel my love for you in the warmth of my mouth and the wetness of my tongue? It feels so good to have your little dick between my lips as I move them slowly up and down and suck you so sweetly. I can't wait to feel your little dick fill my mouth with your cum. That warm, sweet seed splashing against my tongue as I lick and suck. I'm going to completely drain your dick, little boy. I'm going to drink down your cum and leave you empty. Are you ready to come for me, little boy? I can feel you getting close. Your little dick is trembling in my mouth. You're right there on the edge, aren't you? That's it, baby boy. I want you to come for me. Come in mommy's loving mouth. Oh, baby boy. That was a lot of cum for such a small penis. I think I got most of your cum out. Your balls have shrunken and they feel much lighter in my hands. I think there might be a few more drops left of cum in your penis. But not enough to worry about. I think your big sister will be safe for tonight. But if you wake up in the night and your little dick is stiff again, I want you to come find me, okay? I'll suck you off again and then take you back to bed. Are you getting sleepy? Your sister should already be in bed. Let's go see if she's ready for you. No, sweet boy. Don't put your clothes back on. Your sister likes to sleep naked, and she wants you naked too. It wouldn't be fair if you got to see her naked body, and she didn't get to see yours. Don't worry. You'll like the feeling of her bare skin close beside you in the night. Keeping both of you nice and warm. Now give me a kiss. And take mommy's hand. Let's get you to bed.